Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been talking some about the AAF today and how I thought it was a very successful debut for them, but I'm also not reading into the ratings from last night because I think the real question for a league like this is sustainability, what happens a few weeks down the line. But why don't I talk to someone who actually knows what he's talking about? And that's Michael McCarthy, reporter for the Sporting News, covering sports TV, business, and marketing. And Michael, what do you make of the number coming out of the telecast for the AAF last night?
Robin, I think the AAF should be thrilled with that number. I mean, the fact that the opening game outrated an NBA game telecast just shows you the enormous appetite there is for football in this country. People love football. They want as much of it as they can. So I think they should be thrilled. At the same time, you know, let's not get crazy here. It was on a broadcast network, so that helped. And don't forget, back in 2001, the XFL, the original XFL, popped a big number, and then it disappeared.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at before is you know, I use myself as a case study here because I'm an NBA fan above all else, and I was watching the AAF at the beginning. You know, the NBA game was, it was 20-something points early, and there wasn't really any stakes to that game. It's a nice matchup, but there was nothing to, like, draw you to the television. While with the AAF, it was like, what is this? You know, what's it going to look like? And I was impressed by the crowd. I was impressed by the broadcast quality. And you know, I wasn't turned away by the play. I think the real question is, do people come back, you know, 2 weeks down the line or 3 weeks down the line?
That is the million-dollar question because, you know, as we've seen already with spring football, they're able to draw an audience of people who, like you and like myself, are curious. They want to see what this new type of football looks like. They want to see it, you know, everybody going for the two-point play and no kickoffs and all the rest of it. But, you know, will they come back 3 or 4 weeks down the line? The thing I liked last night and the thing I'm going to be looking for tonight is the quality of play. In the original XFL, flop because the quality of play was terrible. They tried to make that up with, you know, cheerleaders and all this WWE type stuff, but the play on the field was terrible. Last night, the play on the field I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it certainly wasn't the kind of thing that makes you tune away, right? Like nothing about it felt rinky dink. I think that was the best victory for them. Maybe the broadcast helped with that because it was professional. Maybe the crowd energy helped with that because I was frankly surprised. Perhaps they were smart in the markets they chose, choosing the biggest ones without NFL teams. But I didn't expect that level of energy. So, you know, you only get one chance for a first impression. And if it was a bad first impression, I think they're dead in the water. Because it was a good first impression, then they have a chance to build an audience. But do you think they need – what do they need for that sustainability? I mean, one would be quality of play, like you mentioned. But do they need a storyline to emerge? Do they need a star to emerge who people are tracking? What do you think they need to get people coming back?
I think they need stars to keep coming back. I think they need for it to go viral. I mean, one of the things that we saw over and over today on Twitter and social media was that replay of the quarterback getting his helmet knocked off. So things like that that make everybody say, oh, wow, this is real hard hitting and real offense and real skill. I think if they get enough plays like that and enough stars to go viral, that will keep it. But at the same time, you made a good point, Rob. You got to stay realistic. This is minor league football. This is like going to a AA or AAA baseball game and saying, is it as good as Major League Baseball? No, but it's still pretty good.
Do you think they were helped by the Super Bowl in a sense because the last thing people saw they were disappointed with, so that therefore the next thing they saw was going to get it? It's like when you have real low expectations when you go into a movie. You're like, oh, that wasn't bad, so therefore it feels like it was good.
You know, that's a good point. I actually think it's true. I think the Super Bowl was so unwatchable, was such a dud from the game to the play on the field to the commercials, that it left people unfulfilled. We feel like we had half a Super Bowl, not the real thing.
Robin Lundberg talking to Michael McCarthy for the Sporting News, covers sports, TV, business, and marketing here on CBS Sports Radio. And switching gears for a second, I had a little spat, and I'm not trying to get you to talk bad about anyone, so let me make that clear. First of all, I thought it was an interesting back and forth. I had a thing with Darren Revell last night where he, and I know he covers similar things to you, he was tweeting about LeBron at the Duke and Virginia game. And I understand with LeBron, there is a level of perhaps a conflict of interest we haven't seen before with a player actively because of his connections to an agency. But I thought that was a little bit too far, the fact that it's now being questioned about him attending a college basketball game. We've seen him at Steph Curry games in the past when he was playing in college. We saw him, you know, on the sidelines for the Cowboys and at various college football games. Do you think that's a legitimate story, LeBron being in attendance at a college basketball game?
I think that's a reach. I mean, come on. We're all trying to, you know, overreach ourselves here with LeBron. If LeBron, you know, has a conflict of interest and wants to, you know, interfere with players, he could do it in a far more direct way in the NBA than showing up at a game. I mean, we forget that LeBron is just a person, and maybe he just wanted to see Zion Williams in person like the rest of us.
Yeah. What is it about him, you know, because this is another thing I talk, what do you think it is about LeBron that makes people so, like, almost irrational at times? Because I understand his power is greater, and I understand his celebrity is greater, but sometimes I think there's, not sometimes, I think almost all the time, there's a level of hysteria around him that is not commensurate with what's actually taking place. Do you think it's the level of attention he's had for a decade now, being sort of the focal point of social media and the 24/7 news cycle? Do you think it's the Jordan factor? Do you think it is, you know, the power factor behind the scenes rather than the powers that be? What do you think makes it so?
I think it's something completely different, Robin, which is, I don't think there's a hysteria around LeBron. I think there's a hysteria about LeBron in the media. I think we get hysterical about him. And I think there's a hysteria about LeBron on social media, and social media gets hysterical about. But the media and social media are not reality for the average sports fan or for the rest of the country. So I think we get a little too myopic, you know, because we're interested and we're getting all carried away and we think this is a story. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It really is a story when most fans couldn't care less.
Yeah, sometimes it is hard to separate yourself from our little ecosystem that we've created, right? Where we think the people
were
talking.
A sports fan out there, if they're worried about LeBron attending a Duke game.
But imagine, no. This is what I like to imagine being the guy. I saw people tweet this at me last night. Imagine being the guy at the water cooler at work on Monday. It was like, can you believe LeBron was at the game? What if he talked to Zion?
They'll look at you like, you know, you have two heads, and they'll just walk away as fast as possible.
You need to go home, bro. Go back to your desk.
You need to get a life.
Michael, really appreciate your time and insight on these topics, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.